My name is Mr. Simon Benjamin, and I'm phoning in from horrificcorruption.com, which is a newspaper, and I'm interested in doing a blog on a case that you've got ongoing right now at present in your courts. I was wondering if you could give me the listing number for that case when it's next at trial so I can attend, and if you'd be interested in if it's and situation for me being allowed to bring recording equipment into the court and so forth. Okay, and who would I be sending that email to?
Well, it would be the Oxford Crown Court. It's a criminal case, is it?
Yes, that's correct, madam.
Yep. I'll give you our email.
Yep.
And that's enquiries.
Enquiries.
Dot Oxford dot Crown Court, one word.
Okay.
At justice.gov.uk.
Okay, madam, if you would like to take some time, if you do, or any of you do, you can. The website's turned on, it's at horrificcorruption.com. I've done a blog on hearsay articles before and on holding people hostage and so forth, and I think it's a really interesting read for yourselves to take advantage of this knowledge that's on the website for yourselves at the moment. It's like a refresh, a safety refresh, I would say, right now at present. I'm recording this conversation as well, and I'm going to be putting that on the website, so you'll be able to listen to that also. Is that okay?
Well, we don't normally have our phone calls recorded.
I'm taking minutes of the meetings. Any person, you're being paid, you're a civil servant and you're being paid a wage, and any conversation that I have with you in regards to any inquiries or anything that you may be talking to, I'm entitled to take minutes in regards to those meetings. The High Court one at reference that it is okay to take audio recording of them minutes of that meeting. So I'm just taking this as our first formal meeting in regards to the court and the company you represent, and I'm looking.
Form of an email, then
I'd appreciate that. And no matter what way, I've got the rest of the case paperwork already, and if you'd like to see the other work that I've done on other cases and I'm doing at present, and the form of reports that we're being filling out, I'm very upset that I've heard that there's six lads that are being held just on hearsay alone, and that the judge has allowed for a trial to be heard with no first-hand evidence. There's massive articles about this right now, and this will be get taken to the Supreme Court afterwards, I believe, and I'm 100% sure that the six lads that you're holding hostage at present will be released, yeah, without no first-hand evidence attending court and that person saying that they're taking drugs throughout. It's unbelievable that the judge has allowed this to happen, and I've already got other judges. There's a massive list of judges already up on the website that are already looking for prosecution to happen against them, and I think it's something that you should take into account at present. So take a look at horrificcorruption.com, new newspaper around, and I'm going to be visiting your court and I'm paying interest to the case with Tyrone Benjamin involved in it.
Right, if you can put everything in the form of an email, and then you can have a formal response.
I will do, madam. You please look at the website.
Right.
Have a good day. Thank you. Goodbye.
Right, thank you.